Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect right now? With the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, need a new playbook that is safe. Allocate some gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. That is Noble Gold Investments. Hey, everybody. Tucker Carlson for VP. We continue to dive into this, the good, the bad, and the ugly around it. And Mike Johnson sets us up for a disappointment for a continuing resolution. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Attend America Fest. We have Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, Rob Schneider, Dennis Prager, amazing speakers at amfest.com, amfest.com. That is amfest.com. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. And get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. I got to talk about one of the other amazing stories from over the weekend. So I turn my phone off Friday night to Sunday morning. So I turn on my phone Sunday morning, and my phone is just flooded with text messages and images of Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson going to the UFC. And many of you know, I think Dana White is awesome. We had him on the program a couple weeks ago. And Dana White is just a total American patriot. And there's Donald Trump and Tucker. Now, we did a whole show last week articulating the case for Tucker Carlson to become Donald Trump's vice president. You know you have a good idea when you kind of do a show and you know you get favorable response, and then you turn off your phone and you really think about it over the weekend. Well, I thought about it, and it's a very, very good idea. Hundreds of thousands of tweets in favor of it over the weekend. Now, let's play this B-roll as I'm doing this. By the way, who else other than Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson can get this kind of hero's welcome at a UFC fight? You think Nikki Haley would get a hero's welcome? What Tucker and Trump present is culture power, cultural power and a cultural phenomena in a political space. It's a completely different dynamic. And there's Trump entering as a hero at UFC. I mean, it's hero's welcome. The optics here. You are now getting into an arena. You think Joe Biden would get a hero's welcome like that? You got Don Jr., you got Kid Rock, you got Dana White, you got Tucker Carlson. What is the downside, potentially, of Donald Trump choosing Tucker Carlson for his vice president? Now, Tucker's never been a politician before? Okay, well, Donald Trump wasn't either. There's going to be a very, very big push for Donald Trump to choose a traditional politician. One of the people that is going to be presented is someone who I think is a very pleasant person, but I think it would be a mistake. Donald Trump is facing 700 years in federal prison. Doing the conventional, the easy, the simple way is, that's how you got Mike Pence. Let's think outside of the box. Trump picked a conventional guy in 2016, and it was probably a good idea back then. But Trump right now actually has more of a issue shoring up his base versus RFK Jr. leakage than winning over moderates in Chandler, Arizona. So think about it. You're going to have five different candidates potentially, Joe Manchin or Mitt Romney potentially, definitely Jill Stein, looks like Cornel West, RFK, who's a serious problem. And then, of course, Trump and Biden. Let's play cut three.
If you ever want to love your country more, run for president. Traveling this country, meeting people has been one of the most fantastic experiences of my entire life. I love America more today than I did on May 22nd. But when I go back to Iowa, it will not be as a presidential candidate. I am suspending my campaign. I think the voters who are the most remarkable people on the planet have been really clear that they're telling me not now, Tim.
Honestly, I respect the humility. I wish Ronna McRomney would drop out the same way. He's like, you know, people don't want me. I'm getting out of the way. Deep respect, Tim Scott. Tim Scott, I don't think you should be the VP. So the conventional wisdom that we get some emails, freedom@charliekirk.com, people say, but Charlie, Tucker doesn't get you any new votes. I disagree. But secondly, let's not minimize Trump's downsides. Let's maximize the upsides. His honesty, excitement, humor, willingness to take a dramatic action to save America. And let's be honest, if you think MAGA rallies are entertainment, must-see television, imagine Trump and Tucker doing a routine. Trump is distracted in Fulton County, Georgia, because they try to put him in jail. Tucker can handle a MAGA rally. Tucker could give an hour and a half speech about the deterioration of the American working class. Let's be honest. Tucker Carlson tonight was the MAGA anthem for 5 years. Tucker understands the philosophical, intellectual base that motivates the muscular class. And if I were to pinpoint one of Donald Trump's political weaknesses currently, is that some people are gravitating to RFK Jr. because of frustration of the handling of COVID and the administration of the vaccine. Tucker solves that problem. If there was a demographic that Tucker could win over, it is the Rogan bro, Russell Brand voter. It is the young men that approach me on campus, and there are millions of them. They love what we are saying at Turning Point USA. They are not sold on Trump. Many of them hate Biden. They won't vote for West. They won't vote for Jill Stein, but they look at RFK. RFK, by the way, is winning with voters under 30, and I totally can see that. RFK is socially liberal. Many of them are. RFK is pro-freedom, anti-pharmaceutical state. Tucker can win over millions of younger voters. Data shows in poll after poll after poll after poll that RFK is the strongest third-party candidate since Ross Perot. Tucker can win over the Rogan bros, the RFK coalition voters, in a lighthearted and persuasive way. And in a new politics, when 50% of Gen Z gets all of their news from TikTok, wouldn't it be smart to have two super viral personalities, not just like Tim Scott, the normal thing, or, you know, Nikki Haley as VP, which would be a huge mistake, or even Kristi Noem, who I like Kristi Noem. Wouldn't it be more effective to have the most popular TV host amongst young Democrats? He's electric. He draws in unusual fans. You can't stop watching. Also, if you look at the data, Tucker used to lead ratings with Democrats and independents. His television program provided empirical evidence that Tucker appeals to swing voters. His laugh alone could win him the state of Arizona. I truly believe that. Tucker appeals more so to white educated women than Donald Trump does, but not fully, but more so. And Tucker is also able to play offense against a hostile media because Tucker has been fighting these people for generations. You're trying to tell me that MSNBC is going to be able to corner Tucker Carlson? Tucker sitting down. Could you imagine Tucker sitting down with Rachel Maddow, who, by the way, he knows and is friends with? The media would be terrified of him. And then you would get some smug, like Mendy Hassan or somebody like that, right? Just super arrogant, or that other Bush woman, Nicole Wallace or whatever, right? Like, and they just go so hard against Tucker. Good luck. You want to talk about viral moments? And I'll be honest, put the election aside. This is very selfish. Just for the good of humanity and for civilization, to see Tucker Carlson in a vice presidential debate would just be good for the soul. I'm just going to be very honest with you. Just that history could say that that existed, that that's a thing that happened, regardless of the election outcome, I'm sorry, I'm a sucker for that. It would be one of the most entertaining things in the history of the species. Kamala versus Tucker Carlson, and just Tucker's laugh, his self-deprecation. And Tucker has a way of presenting the abstract into digestible ways. And I do have to be honest, Tucker understands the philosophy, the history. He's ridiculously well-read. And I disagree. People say he doesn't bring new voters to the table. I think he brings tens of millions of new voters to the table. And in a five-person race, isn't it a widespread popularity and personality contest? It's going to be who can get the most amount of attention. Okay, you have Trump, who gets unlimited attention. And Trump and Tucker, now one of the issues is, would Donald Trump be okay sharing a ticket with somebody who is just as popular as him? That's a question. That's an open question. Another reason why Trump should consider Tucker as VP, as I mentioned, is he blunts the RFK Jr. drag. It's a big issue. The Times Siena poll has Trump up on Biden in five or six swing states and winning the 2024 election. But once you add Kennedy into the mix, Trump only leads in two states, in Georgia and Nevada. Trump on the ticket will win back many vaccine skeptic centrist voters who RFK Jr. appeals to. He's not just popular. He's also effective and persuasive. And in the spirit of Trump not wanting to go to federal prison, which will happen if he loses, most likely, let's be honest, that's really where we're headed. It should all be about winning. Not only is Tucker an interesting idea, I do not know a single person who could win over so many voters, go viral, and attract disaffected MAGA voters who voted in 20 like Tucker Carlson. I'm open for suggestions. Who but Tucker could do that? Charlie Kirk here. Are you tired of playing defense with your children's entertainment? Today, kids can't walk into the library or turn on the TV without seeing progressive agendas everywhere. That's why we love Sherwood. It is an ad-free, wholesome kids entertainment platform that shares your values. On Sherwood, your kids can read, listen to audiobooks, and watch shows without fear of woke ideology might pop up. Sherwood is a wholesome entertainment platform with a library of audiobooks, ebooks, videos, all with characters that model the behavior that you'd actually like to see in your kids. From classics like Velveteen Rabbit and Treasure Island, one of my favorites, to timeless cartoons and other entertaining content. A lifetime subscription to Sherwood is usually $750, but for this month, only you can get a lifetime subscription for just $299 using promo code Charlie. Sign up for Sherwood today and take back control over the stories that are shaping your children at SherwoodKids.com. That is SherwoodKids.com. You know, there are some recommendations here, people, you guys are emailing us, but let's hold on. One of the reasons why I love the Trump-Tucker combo is they have the same worldview. If you pick kind of your traditional DC person, or let's just take Tim Scott, sweet man, the conventional wisdom is that Tim Scott will win over black voters. I'm going to say something controversial. I think Tucker Carlson would actually win over more black voters than Tim Scott. I really firmly believe that. And it's not a knock at Tim Scott. I think that Tucker's more interesting. Tucker has better name ID. He's more trusted. And again, you have these five candidates, Jill Stein, Cornel West, Manchin, and Romney. You should maximize your positives. This is not a traditional presidential race. So we need to think differently. We need to think creatively. And Tucker, every single night for 6 years, was articulating, defending, and explaining the MAGA agenda. Tucker moved the Overton window on race, moved the Overton window on policing, moved the Overton window on the trans issue. Without Tucker, we would not have had the drumbeat to challenge the consensus on Ukraine, international wars, immigration. What other show than Tucker's show talked about the invasion on the southern border? So we don't have to, it's not a mystery of where Tucker stands. We have 6 years of nightly broadcasts of Tucker telling us where he stands, and it is consistent with every single main objective of Trump's MAGA movement. Tim Scott, just an example. I'm not trying to pick on Tim Scott. I like him. He's pro-war in Ukraine, number one. He's not a hawk on immigration. He certainly is not America first when it comes to trade. Tucker and Trump have the same worldview when it comes to foreign policy, government corruption, without being the same person. But Tucker's presentation is much different. He can reach and persuade completely different people. Tucker expands Trump's appeal in very important ways. Tucker's popularity, by the way, has survived 7 years of attempts to destroy him. Robust, anti-fragile, and in this new era, this new media era of over-the-top media consumption, of social media, doesn't it make sense to have somebody who could go on for 3.5 hours with Joe Rogan? You could send, here's just, this is not theoretical, you could send Donald Trump for a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania, alone, and he would draw 45,000 people. And then you send Tucker Carlson to Austin, Texas, to sit down with Joe Rogan for 3.5 hours. And you will combine, reach more voters than any other ticket in the history of American politics. Period. Nothing comes even close. The next day, Donald Trump goes to Wisconsin, Kenosha, and draws 15,000 voters. And then Tucker Carlson goes on some liberal podcast and reaches 20 million people. And then you do a joint rally of Tucker and Trump in Scottsdale, Arizona, and you draw 20,000 people. There are millions of disaffected voters that lost their job over the vaccine. They have bitterness and resentment towards all politicians, and they're somewhat a little upset at Trump. Some of them, not all of them. And Trump is going to have to win those people back. You do that immediately with Tucker Carlson. The growing demo of young men especially that want to have a voice in government, that watch Jordan Peterson, they watch Joe Rogan, they watch Andrew Tate. They are consuming this new media. Not only do you win them over, you will create a massively powerful voting block that will shake the matrix and hack the algorithm of all the Democrat get-out-the-vote operations. All of it. And in the new political era, isn't it a question of who's the most interesting? Besides Donald Trump, what person in public life has been as attacked and survived more so than Tucker Carlson? Anybody else? And survived and is more powerful? You have two people the regime has spied on, canceled, attacked, tried to take out, and the normal man, the everyday person, supports. I have not heard a good argument of why this is a bad idea. Trump Tucker 2024. Let's make it happen, everybody. Are you prepared for the unthinkable ahead? Charlie Kirk here. We all need to pray for the best, but prepare for the worst. That means stockpiling emergency food before it's too late. Right now, go purchase a 3-month emergency food kit from MyPatriotSupply.com, the nation's leader in self-reliance. Order yours today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Each family member needs their own kit when disaster strikes. These 3-month kits from MyPatriotSupply.com give an abundance of delicious meals, providing over 2,000 calories a day. You'll have plenty to eat when everyone else is scavenging empty store shelves. Stock up now because you won't get a warning when disaster hits. You are 9 meals away from anarchy. That's right, 9 meals away from anarchy. Order by 3 o'clock today and your order ships the same day for free. The unthinkable can happen at a moment's notice. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Okay. We've talked about significantly Tucker's trust with the base. Think about how much distrust there is within the conservative base right now. We don't trust the COVID vaccine stuff. We don't trust RANA or the RNC. We don't trust Congress. It makes sense to make Tucker the vice president because he can increase the trust within the skeptical ranks of the conservative base. Okay. So right now, there is a vote occurring in the House. It's not great. So we have a new speaker, Speaker Johnson. God bless him. He's trying his best, but the machine is undefeated, everybody. I think we did a very good job early on not to get people's hopes up too much. And here's where we are. So the House has until Friday to pass some form of a government funding measure to avert a shutdown. And it's not actually a shutdown. It is a partial shutdown. Essential government services would remain. You would still get your Social Security checks. You would still have Medicare. The military would still be operational. It would not be an actual shutdown. So do not fall for the media's BS or nonsense. So Mike Johnson is trying a novel approach. It's cute, but it doesn't get it done. It's a two-step continuing resolution whose purpose is to appease people like us who really, really hate quote-unquote clean CRs. Johnson calls this a laddered CR. But as far as we can tell, this two-step process is just that some spending is extended until mid-January and some until February. It's a difference of a couple weeks, supposedly the idea that in 2024 there'll be some sort of newfound sense of urgency because there'll be multiple deadlines in short succession. But there'll be no actual spending cuts and no end to these big omnibus spending measures. Chip Roy has already said this is another CR by different means and that he opposes it for that reason. Steve Bannon has come out against this CR. And the whole ball game is revealed in NBC News. We saw this one coming. I got to be honest with you. We saw this one coming. Why is this happening? Why is the media doing cover for Congress? Why are the Republicans and the Democrats working together to kick things to January and February? What is the reason? NBC has a perfect line. It's exactly as we articulated when Andy Biggs came on the show and Marjorie Taylor Greene came on the show. We warned all, not warned them, we told them our opinion. Quote, the plan is designed to avoid a messy showdown right before the holidays. Your country's going to hell, but your leaders need a Christmas break. Active military service members stationed overseas, they don't get to go home for Christmas. Police officers sometimes have to work Christmas shifts. Airline pilots have to work Christmas shifts. ER nurses, doctors, you get the point. But your politicians, they're very important people. Mike Johnson, really important guy. Very important. So important that we need to take off some time, guys. Mike Johnson should shut down the entire federal government on Friday and say, guys, we're going to fight this out now, not in January or February. We have that chart that we came up with. Can we find that chart? As you get closer to election day, Republican courage disappears. You think that in January or February, all of a sudden they're going to have this stimulus of courage? Of course not. The exact opposite will happen. They'll say, we're in an election year. We have tough districts. Let's just punt till after the election. They've been doing this for my 11-year career. I've seen this so many times. But it's all because of Christmas break. I want you to think about how demented that is. And I use that word intentionally. This is sick. We are borrowing $2 trillion. We're going to lose the dollar as the global reserve currency status. Our border is wide open. The FBI is getting a new building, by the way. Many of you Republicans voted for it, $300 million new building. And our Republican Party is worried about Christmas break. There you go. Republican courage goes down the closer we get to Election Day. So Mike Johnson, why wouldn't you just shut down the government on Friday? What are you afraid of? It's not like Republicans can do much worse in elections right now. We lost everything last week, okay? We lost in Kentucky. We lost in Ohio. We lost in Virginia. If there's ever a time to fight, this Friday is the time to fight. Shut it down. Make them work Thanksgiving. Make them work through December. Order some turkey. Get some stuffing. I'm sure, is Boston Market still a thing? I think they went bankrupt. You know what? I bet some Chinese restaurant can cater food on Thanksgiving. Order some pizza. Figure it out. This is unacceptable. It's not a surprise. We knew it was, Mike Johnson, good guy, Christian, pious, all that stuff. If I met him here, I'd shake his hand. Great. Love you, man. God bless you. But all these people had their hopes up. Oh, Mike Johnson's going to be, it's the same thing. If this passes, it's not just the same thing. It's even worse. This is in some ways worse than what McCarthy was proposing. At least McCarthy was proposing some spending cuts before Christmas. This is nothing. But now they say, well, we're going to have enough. This is going to buy us more time. You guys have had enough time. You didn't work in February or March or April or May. You didn't work over the summer. You didn't work on the debt ceiling. You didn't work on, you think all of a sudden sending you guys home for Christmas, you're going to come back from Christmas break and say, you know what? Now we're going to go cut spending. We've seen this play before and it is a fraud. Let's play cut 22, please. Kind of a 30,000 foot view of the CR approach. Play cut 22.
The House Mike Johnson is facing his first major test. He is pitching lawmakers on a two-step plan that would keep certain parts of the government, like Veteran Affairs, Housing and Transportation, funded through January 19th, and other parts, like Defense and Homeland Security, funded through February 2nd. Left out of this plan, any additional funding for Israel and Ukraine. It's unclear if it has the votes to pass. Already a handful of conservatives in the House say they will not back this plan, which means it could rely on Democratic votes to clear the House.
Of course, Democrats are going to vote for it and it'll clear the House and Mike Johnson will get what he wants, which is no work on Christmas. We said from day one, no one listened to us. We said from day one, Mike Johnson, you want to change DC? Demand working hours during Thanksgiving and Christmas. That will get people to actually work. The most important thing for your Republican leaders, except a couple like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Chip Roy, is they got to get home for Christmas, everybody. They've been working really hard in DC. You know, they haven't passed a budget in 11 years. They haven't cut any spending. They need some time to go. They need some time to really get wined and dined by the lobbyists and the cronies in their district. These are important people, okay? Working three-hour days and raising money all day long and getting paid-for dinners at the Capitol Grill. You understand how exhausting that is? Doing an interview every couple days, waking up at 10, rolling into work. I mean, these are, come on. These are, they might as well just be the most important people ever to exist. How dare you say that you have to work a couple days? And Mike Johnson's leading the charge. Mike Johnson is the one. Mike Johnson, this is completely unacceptable. I don't know what you're doing, man. Well, we know what you're doing. The swamp is undefeated. The machine. Nice guy, not ready for the moment. We kind of saw that from a mile away. We said, I'm glad he's there. It's great that we got rid of the following. We did the whole thing. And now this is all coming to fruition. We need to contact your members to say, do not vote for this laddered CR. We should shut down the government this weekend. In fact, you really want to make the Democrats get to the table? Shut down the government, order a bunch of Chinese food and pizzas for Thanksgiving. You go get a turkey, I'm sure, at a local grocery store. Sit in Congress on Thanksgiving and say, you know what? We'd love to be with our families. But we'll see our families if we still have a country. But your leaders don't care about the country. They want to be able to go home for Thanksgiving and Christmas and have time off. That I hate to oversimplify this, but NBC News said this perfectly. Their Christmas break is more important than the country, period. Their time off is more important than the well-being of our nation. End of story. And Republicans agree. They need their time off because they're very important people. And you're trying to tell me that in the spring, they'll come back, Martin Luther King Day weekend will just be right around the corner, then President's Day. So why can't you focus on spending now? Do the tough fights, and then you have Christmas and the New Year's, people forget about it. Look, we want Mike Johnson to succeed as much as anyone. We continue to cheer him on. This is a disappointment, major letdown. Might as well just hand the keys to the Republican Congress to Democrats. What is the argument, Mike Johnson, not to shut down the government this weekend? What exactly? What do you think you're doing here? You think you're going to get a bunch of spending cuts in the new year? You think you're going to get some big balanced budget? You think you're going to defund the FBI? No, it's obvious. They're getting to him. He's getting scared. They're threatening and they're doing it's the typical thing. I'm seeing no signs of life towards goodness. I mean, he's a good guy. Look, courage starts on day one. Nobody learns courage months after doing nothing. Okay. Day one. He should have just said, boom, we're working through Thanksgiving and Christmas. That alone would have changed the whole tenor. That alone would have actually got people to the table if you just say that. But the swamp wants their treasured time off for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Because, of course, they got all of August off and they haven't even worked this fall at all. and they're going to get it unless we stop it. The border's going to remain wide open. Jack Smith will get his money. The FBI will get a new building, and we'll have a $2 trillion deficit. I want to tell you about the Herzog Foundation. We are partnering with them on some exciting stuff. For years, I've been talking about our nation's public schools and how they've been captured by progressive ideologues, teaching things that directly contradict the values of American families, especially true if you're a Christian family. For those of you worried about the best educational path, I want you guys to check out the Herzog Foundation. They are the trusted source on American K-12 public education with a remarkable suite of resources for parents and grandparents thinking about making the switch from public schools to a Christian education. Check out their online deal, The Lion, online publication, to their podcast, Making the Leap. The Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for Christian parents to make the best education decisions for your kids. To learn more about how your family, faith, and community can flourish through a quality Christian education, go to HerzogFoundation.com. That's HerzogFoundation.com. Yeah, this is how you lose support for the Israeli effort. I mean, I'm cheering for Israel, obviously. Liberation, the first ever pride flag raised in Gaza. Under Hamas, being gay means death. Israeli Yoav Aztmani wanted to send a message of hope. See his story below. To Gaza's hidden LGBTQ plus community, stay hopeful of a future where you can live and love free of Hamas. And he is waving a gay pride flag in Hamas. Do you think that's going to make the left like you, Israel? Why are you doing this? You think that all of a sudden a bunch of social justice warrior, purple-haired jihadis in America are going to say, oh, of course, now I love Israel. When will Israel learn that you're not going to win over the international left? They haven't learned this. You think that this is going to be super persuasive? Can we get that image up, please? Do you think it will make the right like you? Do you think all of a sudden the people who are your biggest defenders are largely evangelical Christians here? Do you think us seeing celebratory pride flag waving in Gaza? It's been seen 11 million times on Twitter. 11 million times. By the way, several Israeli tanks have pride flags on them. There's TikToks after TikToks of Israeli soldiers saying that this is a fight for the liberation of gay and lesbian people. I am cheering for Israel, but stuff like this makes those of us who understand what the pride movement is, the whole thing, kind of saying, all right, I mean, kind of puts the wind out of our sails, I'll be perfectly honest with you. The argument for Israel, one of the things, is that it's a country that is against neoliberalism. You have borders, you deport foreigners, you're very clear about the type of country that you are, you don't want to be taken over by bad ideas. It's against the worst aspects of the neoliberal regime. And I think one of the reasons why, you know, they post this and the IDF is supportive, they think, oh, if we only tell the young liberals of America that we're actually the pro-gay operation, they're going to love us. That's not the way this game works, guys. It's not. The Queers for Palestine group, which again is like, you know, chicken for KFC, they're not interested in that. They look at people of oppression that are under oppression. Want to play cut two. John Kirby, Biden administration doesn't want to see a reoccupation of Gaza by Israel. Play cut two.
Well, we don't want to see, and the president has been very consistent on this, we don't want to see a reoccupation of Gaza by Israel. We think that's not only good for Israel, it's not good for the people of Gaza. So we do not support that. What we do support is some sort of governance in Gaza long term that includes the voices and the votes and the self-determination of the Palestinian people. Now, what does that look like? We don't know yet.
You have demonstration after demonstration. By the way, in the streets of New York, you have Palestinian Arabs going up and tearing down American flags and putting up Palestinian flags. They're taking, I mean, by the way, again, this is somewhat of a simple argument. But this weekend, hundreds of protesters went to Joe Biden's home in Delaware. Could you imagine if hundreds of MAGA protesters went to Joe Biden's home in Delaware? They'd be arrested for domestic terrorism, obviously. The Israel issue is breaking the back of the Democrat Party. in Michigan. Politico.com reports that this issue has significantly buried Joe Biden's support by nearly double digits. With RFK, Cornel West, and many others, this is a serious issue. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.